Yeah, hi, my name is Frank and I'm an addict. I'm a recovering addict. Yeah. It's great to be here. Thanks for asking me. Jason asked me some time ago, and these days, you know, it's always a pleasure for me to come and talk about my experience, my strengths and hopes, rather than, you know, 30 years of deprivation, you know, looking for spoons with bloody stuff in them, etc., you know. The nerves now, you know what, I accept the nerves now. You know, I look up, look at you guys, you are my people, man, yeah? You guys taught me how to look up. For many, many years, I looked down. You know, and people would always say to me, Frank, I saw you on Kilburn High Road. You know what? I never saw them. Because I was either going somewhere and my head was always down. So it's this coming to meetings has taught me to face my fear, look up at everybody. And you know what, guys? You guys have given me something. And that thing is a gift. You know, I've got a message to carry. I didn't take any drugs today, man. And if I keep on doing what I've been doing for the past X amount of time, it's more than likely I won't take any drugs. So it's really thanks to you people. And the first thing I had to do, without even being aware about it, was the fact that, you know what, I'm an addict. For me, the addict wasn't too hard to say. You know, I was a junkie, yeah? That was hard, because I always thought that, you know what, I'll never be a junkie. I don't mind saying that I'm a drug abuser, you know? I'm a drug user, you know? But when it came to saying I was a junkie, and for many years it was because I never used needles. In the end, I used needles, yeah? In the end, I looked through sin bins, yeah? Getting pricked, looking for stuff, you know? So, yeah, my name is Frank, I'm an addict. And I can't tell whether you guys are addicts, but you know, you're here, so hey, you know? That's another thing, my business to talk about, you know, my journey. And that was the greatest thing, because now if I walk past a pub, if I walk past using people that I see on the streets, I've kind of come a little bit further than when it used to be like, wow, what are they doing, what are they scoring? Or shit, I wish I could go into that pub. Did you see that beer, man? It was condensing, you know, it's summer, oh damn, man. Damn, you know what? Thank God, yeah, that I don't have to do that, because I am an addict. I don't do once, and it's taken me a long time to realize that, you know? Yet, the voice comes and goes. But you know, the great thing I'm beginning to discover now is that I have some control over that voice. Because before, the voice would just take me. It would just take me, and I'd be gone. It would, like, you know, like those surfers, man, you know, in LA, they just, you know, they struggle, they get on the board, and whoa, they're off. That was me. I start, and I'm off like that. And I soon forget that, you know what, I wasn't going to use that X amount of money that I put in my sock. And I wasn't going to use, you know, the X amount of money that I put in my cupboard. And it's all come from the realization that I can't afford. It's quite simple. I can't take drugs successfully. And I've come to realize that. Then, you know, I don't know about you people, but I like eating rice. I like a lot of rice, man, and I like a lot of pepper, yeah? So when I put it on the pot, yeah, many, many times it's like, I don't know about you guys, but guess what? Things like putting things on to cook, yeah, I forget. Running a bath, I forget, yeah, right? Because I suffer from this thing of forgetfulness, right? Now, I'm soon reminded. When I stopped taking drugs, my journey has been that, you know what, yeah? It's like the rice I forgot that I put on the cooker. And then you get these bubbles. And I didn't know what was happening, because you know what? 1 minute I was happy, 1 minute I was sad, 1 minute I was angry, and the other minute I was like, you know, the most loving creature in this world ever had, you know? And I started to, there was a guy, I had the opportunity to go into a treatment center, and there was one guy who had been into 13 treatment centers. I'm one of those kind of people, you know what, everybody's got a message for me, man, you know? I try my best to push away the negativity because I lived in negativity. And why would I want to live? But it's taken me a while, the bubbles. So what happened was this guy had been into treatment centers for 13 times, in and out, in and out, in and out, yeah? I think sometimes he was counseling the counselors. No, that's not the way to do it. You know, you've got to get them to talk about feelings and stuff like that, yeah? And one, he kept on telling me, Frank, you've got to talk, yeah, about your emotions. You've got to express your feelings. I said, yeah, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to. He said, okay, you know what? If you don't know how to do it, cry. So what do you mean cry? Shit, I don't cry. I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Men don't cry. My dad told me that if I'm crying, he'll give me something to cry about, yeah? You crying? I'll give you something to cry about. But I'm crying, Dad. Yeah, I'm going to give you. Stop crying. Okay. And this guy's telling me I should cry. And you know what? I really do believe that there is a power, man. There's a power in this room today. And believe you me, I thank God for the fact that, you know what? I, this addict, have tapped into that power. Yeah? I am a part of that power. So even when I was resisting, yeah? This guy sat down with me and my mom had written me a letter. And guess what? Whoa, the floodgates just opened. And I saw this guy was beaming. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he struck gold. And I was like, shit, me, man, I'm fucking, you know. Hey, I thanked that guy today. You know, sometime back I heard he was back out there. Doesn't take away the fact that he told me something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a really, and I appreciate that today. You know what? I pray that he's in recovery or whatever, but you know what? That guy touched me. So I got all these bubbles coming up, yeah? And I'm talking about the power. I don't have much time today. But one thing I would like to say is that, you know what? Are there any newcomers here by any chance? Anybody in the first 90 days? You know, if you're going to face fear, put your hand up. Don't worry about it, man. Hey, man, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. If you're like me, yeah? I was very cynical, yeah? Yeah. But you know what? Stick around. As I said earlier on, I put my head up now, yeah? I can look you in the eye. You're really welcome. And I mean that, yeah? Because that's the welcome that was given to me, I like to extend it to people, man. You know? I used to come to meetings and say, yeah, the newcomer is the most important person in any meeting. And then the meeting will finish. And within like half a second, okay, yeah, nobody's talking to me. And I'm gone. I'm out the door and I'll be mumbling all the way home, yeah? As time went by, yeah, every time they said the newcomer, like, you come, you're full of shit. You know what? Yeah? One day it popped, because I got little pops now and then, you know. That's my head coming out of my ass. That I never spoke to anybody either. And that's why I kind of said to everybody, put your hand up, man. You know what? You're welcome. Yeah, you are the most important person because you let me know why I'm here. So I stopped taking drugs. Now I get complacent. I start thinking about my career, new career that this thing has given me, and I'm not going to come to a meeting. Yeah? Yeah, man. I feel another pop coming, man. Yeah? Yeah. You know what? I have a message to carry. So if you guys, please keep coming back, man. Yeah? You know, I'm a junkie, but the difference today is I'm a recovering junkie. I always like some, most of the time I say, my name is Frank, I'm a recovering addict. That's my own little thing to say, you know what, Frank, keep pedaling. Because I've realized if I don't pedal up that hill of recovery, it soon goes, it soon goes. And it becomes apparent to me because I've started to see it. How many minutes have I got left?
Seven
minutes, that's good, okay. So I finally decided that, you know what, I needed help. One of the things that I've started to realize now that has been shown to me is the fact that, you know what? Help me, help me, help me. I put on this face, you know what? The minute you come close to me, yeah? Ooh. So I can ask for help, but I didn't know how to receive it. I did not know how to receive help. And I'll give you an example of what happened. I was leaving this place where I'd gone for you know, secondary treatment. And, you know, they go around the room. It's like everybody here saying, you know what, Frank? And they're saying a farewell kind of thing. So this person says, you know what, Frank? You're such a fine guy, man. You know, the next person says, oh, I wish I could be like you. The next one says, man, I love your recovery. Guess what? Yeah? I start doing like this. I start getting uncomfortable. These guys are giving me positive affirmation, yeah? But I didn't know how to receive it. So I started getting uncomfortable, you know? And then I started doing the ping pong, yeah? The table tennis in my head. Huh! You don't know me. Shit, you think I'm good? You ain't seen bad yet, you know? I didn't tell them anything, but that was what going on in my mind. You know what, today, I practice telling myself I'm a loving person. I practice, because I need to do that. I know how to say I'm a wanker, I'm a this, but you know what? I don't know how to say I love myself. I don't know how to say I'm caring. So I have to say it. And you know what? I do actually now know inside me that my higher power, the power that's in these rooms, yeah, loves me, and I love that higher power back. And my life gets better. Simple. That's my message. I needed to know how to receive what was being freely given to me without, and get that, because you know, I'm kind of like a stubborn guy, man. I haven't got it sussed. If there's any one message I can say is, yeah, it works. And I'm not looking at anybody else to say that, you know what, because it's worked for me. That's the attraction. I've looked around me. I've got a little bit of intuition that's been God given to me, yeah? You know what? I realize it's an inside job, and I have to put in the work and then wait for the result. I'm gonna end on this, yeah? I think it was the first 3 or 6 months, like it sometimes happens. I said, okay, you know what? I'm gonna start praying to you, whatever you are, yeah? And then for 3 months, I'll check out the result. You know what I'm saying? Yeah? So I start praying to this thing for 3 months, and I'm saying, you know what? Please give me this, give me that, and do this and do that. After 3 months, I look and I say, damn, man, this guy ain't doing this thing, man. I said, okay, you know what, yeah? You know, I told you 3 months, yeah? Okay, now, this is your last chance. I'm gonna give you an extra 3 months, yeah? Your last chance. Don't cross this line with me no more, man. Yeah? And I did it for 6 months. And you know what? I've kept on going. And believe you me, this thing, very nice picture, man. Sit yourself down. You're welcome. Please sit down. Okay, and what happened then is the fact that this thing came, yeah? Brother, please sit down. Sit down. You're welcome.
No, go that way.
Oh, yeah, go that way and sit down and enjoy what's here, man. You're welcome. And you know what happened, yeah? There was a power, just like there is in this state, just like there is in this room right now. You know what? You know what, brother?
Shut up. I want my penny back. Let's hear the question. Get off me.
Please, and you know what, yeah, all I can say is that, you know what, there's a lot of love in this room. There's a lot of love, and I don't have to fear or face fears. It's cool, sorry.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to wrap up now, everybody, yeah? Let me wrap up. What I do know is that this works. I don't take drugs. I don't drink alcohol. My life has improved. I've tapped into a power that is greater than myself. I just leave it there. If you want what I got, just tap into a power greater than yourself, please. Thank you very much.